once we were making films, not side by side, quite, but I mean in two different studios at Elstree. And we used to meet for lunch at some restaurant or other from time to time. And one day he said, somebody's ill in my film, it's part for you. And I said, I can't. I've promised my wife that we'll go on a holiday, and it's already booked. We're going to Greece. He said, take the plane. And I said, yeah, of course, I shall go by plane to Athens and hire a car, et cetera, et cetera. And he said, don't be stupid, I mean, take my plane. And we were given a flight and ordered to recommission the pilot to come back at the end of my time in Greece, which, of course, I didn't do, but it was absolutely marvelous. And it was a beautiful, small personal jet, you know, which carried 8 people, I think, and I recruited 4 or 5 others, gave them a free ride to Athens, after which they had to look after themselves. So I remember a time when we were in the Air Force Station together, up at a station in Norfolk, and then I was posted somewhere else, and I was off next day. And we had a long talk. We used to talk till we were too drunk to speak. And I said to him, long before we became inebriated, I said the extraordinary thing about you, Richard, is whatever you turn your mind to, whether you decide to become a politician, in which case it would have been well left of centre, or to act, or to write, go back to Oxford, whatever, you will do greatly. You are potentially great wherever you turn your helm.